Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body. Nutrition for your body. For your mind. For your mind. For your spirit. For your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well. Supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome to the second hour of Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. Thank you for stopping by, even if it's for a moment or two. But if you can stay, that's great. And if you stayed over from the first hour, thank you very much. I'm with you Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time and anywhere, anytime online at letstalknutrition.com. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Garko, even while I'm on the air, and Facebook, Dr. Michael Garko, and send an email to studio@letstalknutrition.com if you have a question, a comment, or somehow would like to participate in the conversation, and call the studio, 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK. That'll get you connected to the show, as well as toll-free, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. In this hour, my guest, Stuart Tomk from Nordic Naturals, he and I are, and you, will talk about dementia, generally, Alzheimer's specifically, and your brain health and your ability to function cognitively and intellectually. And Stuart, if you would indulge me, I would like to read something, okay?
Oh, please.
She sits on the bed with a helpless expression. What is your name? August. What is your husband's name? August. Your husband. Oh, my husband. She looks as if she didn't understand the question. Are you married? To August. Mrs. D. Yes, yes. August D. How long have you been here? She seems to be trying to remember. 3 weeks. What is this? I show her a pencil, a pen, a purse, key, diary, and cigar, and are identified correctly. At lunch, she eats cauliflower and pork. Asked what she is eating, she answers, spinach. She was chewing meat and asked what she was doing. She answered, potatoes and horseradish. When objects are shown to her, she does not remember, after a short time, which objects have been shown. In between, she always speaks about twins. When she is asked to write, she holds the book in such a way that one has the impression that she has a loss in the right visual field. Asked to write, August D., she tries to write Mrs. and forgets the rest. It is necessary to repeat every word. Amnesthetic writing disorder. In the evening, her spontaneous speech is full of paraphrasic derailments and perservations, end quote. What that is, what I just read, is taken from the notes of Dr. Alzheimer on November 26, 1901, and his description and experience with his account with his patient, August D., whose last name was Dieter, by the way. She is technically considered to be the first patient who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Of course, Dr. Alzheimer, the disease was named after him. I thought you, if anybody as a guest would appreciate that description, you would, Stuart.
And I do, because it's important to really set the stage that we often oversimplify that a lot of these geriatric conditions are pediatric in their origin and that are relatively new to the second half of the last century. And I think we've oversimplified that. To put that in context, that it's 1901, to know that diabetes is something that was written about Galen and, you know, going back to Hippocrates. I mean, challenges with health are not new. They are not just artifacts of sort of the post-industrial revolution. And to put that in its historical context, to me, is fascinating, because what it shows us is our health outcomes, if there are variables that we can influence, if we know these things are not modern artifacts, and we know that we're probably going to expire from something. There was a line that Mackie Shillstone came up with, the health trainer, the expert, the health sports medicine guy,
mm-hmm.
the trainer that I've been traveling with recently.
Mm-hmm.
You'd love this. He said that he's looking for compounded aging.
Like that? Compounded aging?
Meaning he wants all of his sickness in his life compounded to the last 6 days of his life.
Yeah, that echoes the morbidity hypothesis, and trying to delay morbidity. Yeah, I get that. And you want to die healthy.
Right. That's beautifully put. You want to die healthy. And if you see something, what you just shared with us from 1901, knowing that people, in the field have predicted that the skyrocketing, pandemic in heart health challenges will signaled the onset of all of these mental health challenges that we are facing right now as a society. And we've reported before on this show that mental health disorders will outrank cancer and become the leading cause of drain and cost and burden in the healthcare system. We talked about how the military, their number one cost for their enlisted women and men is for mental health challenges and disorders. We're looking at something far bigger than heart disease when we talk about mental health challenges.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that it seems to me, and I'm not a pediatrician, of course, but if you have nutritional deficiency in childhood, undernutrition or overnutrition, in either way, either malnutrition or overnutrition, the organs are affected, no question. But it seems to me, and if there's a pediatrician listening, I would love for that person to call and either confirm or disconfirm my speculation about this. If I had to guess, I think the brain is especially vulnerable to improper nutrition, whether it be under or over nutrition, as children. We know that the heart is vulnerable because we now have kids on high blood pressure medication and statin drugs. We know that over-nutrition reflected in obesity. But it seems to me that the brain is especially affected as well. You had mentioned that in England, back in World War II, they were giving children cod liver oil, and apparently it produced a generation of pretty smart kids, according to reports. Did I get that right?
Yeah, and again, we want to make sure to not oversimplify anything, but we do know that the loss of cholesterol and the release of iron, problems with transporting neurotransmitter signals, inability for cells to communicate, tangle and plaque that builds up as a result of inflammation in the body, that you can mitigate and manage a lot of that if you're not walking around in a hyperinflamed state, meaning if you have more omega-3 in your diet, fish, seaweed, foods rich in omega-3, to produce the anti-inflammatory compounds to deal with all of the over-stimulation of excessive omega-6 in the diet. Clearly there was Alzheimer's back at the turn of the century, but the rate that these mental health disorders are going out of control, cuckoo nuts, skyrocketing, there has to be some kind of a connection that you're postulating between diet and lifestyle from childhood, especially over the last 50 years and where we stand today.
There's no question about this. There is my hypothesis is based upon, I mean, it's speculative in that I have not conducted that study, but there is research to support my assertion that, and any pediatrician knows this, And any nutrition expert knows this. That
now, I am concerned, though, I'm being sensitive to the time right here. I am concerned, though, when you do an exhaustive research, as I do preparing for your show,
mm-hmm.
if you go to the agency, I sent this to you, I don't know if you got the email, Agency for Healthcare Research,
mm-hmm.
the AHRQ,
mm-hmm.
Health Research and Quality, they're saying, oh, it's not really conclusive yet that omega-3 is so good for mental health until you get to the last page of the 200-page summary that points out that imbalance of omega-6 to omega-3 has not really been taken into account in any of these research studies. When we come back, I want to go into that deeper.
That's crazy.
You see, they've missed looking at the tissue. That's the issue. They're thinking you have dementia or Alzheimer's. Let's give you two capsules of fish oil and see if you're right as rain in 20 minutes. It doesn't work that way.
No, it does not. I mean, sloppy, unethical science. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray, and I want to tell you about my exciting new book, Hunger Free Forever. What is so exciting about this book is that we have now uncovered the secret to effective permanent weight loss. Whether you want to lose 5 pounds, 50 pounds, or more, our program will help you reach your goal. How? By utilizing the latest scientific breakthroughs that can help tame even the most voracious appetite. For more information, check out hungerfreeforever.com.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me.
The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists, developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.
Today, I feasted on heavy metals, groundwater pollutants, factory emissions, pesticides, preservatives, and household cleaners. Yuck! And so did you. Fortunately, there is an easy, efficient way to purge your body of unwanted toxins. CleanSmart Advanced Total Body Internal Cleanse from Renew Life. It's a 30-day program that combines 23 natural ingredients, including 9 deep cleansing herbal extracts to help boost your own natural detoxification system. Just 2 capsules, morning and evening, helps promote regularity, which in turn gives you more energy, helps you think more clearly, and helps you feel lighter on your feet. Plus, there are no fillers or unnatural ingredients. So clean up what our dirty world dishes out and take your cleanse to the next level with CleanSmart, America's number one cleanse. CleanSmart is available at RenewLife.com or your local health food store. Renew Life, the digestive care company.
The many health benefits of omega-3 fish oil include a healthy heart and brain, flexible joints, and a healthy metabolism. But for many people, fish oil can be hard to take. So Nordic Naturals came up with a whole new way to get your omega-3s. With new omega-3 Effervescent, just add water and enjoy a fruity effervescent drink. You won't even know you're taking fish oil, and the single serving packets let you drink your omega-3s anywhere you want. Made from sustainably harvested Arctic cod from Norwegian waters, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent is an excellent source of omega-3s for adults and kids alike. And we've also added vitamin D3 for additional health support. All with the same industry-leading purity and freshness that you can expect from all Nordic Naturals products. For more information about Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent, visit www.drinkyouromegas.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Brightcore Nutrition, makers of organic sweet wheat, sweet kid, and sweet skin. Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back to Let's Talk Nutrition. My guest today is Stuart Tomp. Hopefully you don't have a family member or friend who's suffering from dementia, some form of dementia, and maybe Alzheimer's specifically. If you do, then you know how tragic that is. And it's just something that, you know, there's no cure, and generally it gets worse. And it's a complicated topic, and you know, there's different kinds of dementia: cortical dementia, subcortical, progressive, primary, secondary dementia. I mean, we could get very technical with this, but on a very humane, on a human and compassionate level, it is a dreadful, dreadful disease. A person can live a very long time with this disease. So we're talking about that today and how you can preserve and protect your brain and your cognitive function to be able to think, remember, solve problems, experience life, you know, to be reflective and so on and so on. And Stuart is chomping at the bit. There's a myth that he wants to dispel, he wants to address. And if he accomplishes nothing else today, he wants at least to do that. So what I will do is step aside and let you do that, Stuart.
Well, I appreciate you pointing out how sensitive that my grandmother's suffering with this, and it's very tough to watch, and it's heartbreaking. But I am concerned that people in the supplement industry are saying, well, you could just take this. Or people that are not so interested in interventions with nutrition and diet and lifestyle saying, throw up your hands, there's nothing you can do. And somewhere in the middle is reality. And when you do an exhaustive search and you look up what the literature tells us, you don't find people that have dementia or Alzheimer's, except for maybe one study, that Midas study, the memory and dementia Alzheimer's study that Norman Salem Jr. conducted last year, that showed DHA omega-3 with people with early signs of Alzheimer's fared very, very well. Their brains, he said, were like 3 years younger. It was fascinating. But my suggestion is that you start in childhood, which is why we started the show like that, even unbeknownst to ourselves. And according to the literature, if you get to page 200, of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Service, their website, www.hhs.gov, their report on the effect of omega-3 fatty acids on mental health. You get to the last part of it and you hear, and it says, I'll read this, take a few minutes, but it's worth it. In future research, we need to produce data that are unequivocally applicable to North Americans. It will likely need to enroll either North American populations or populations exhibiting a high omega-6/omega-3 fatty acid intake ratio similar to what has been observed in the diet of North Americans. We talk about that on the show all the time.
Yeah, we do.
It goes on, furthermore, if a reasonable view is that omega-3 fatty acids may play a role in mental health, then given the observed or proposed interrelationships between omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acid content, both in their regular diet and in the human biosystem, it may behoove researchers to investigate the possible therapeutic or preventative value of the dietary omega-6, omega-3 fatty acid intake ratio, something we talk about all the time. To this end, interventional studies could concurrently modify the intake of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids and thereby manipulate experimentally the omega-6, omega-3 fatty acid intake ratio. Prospective observational studies could trace the possible link between the omega-6, omega-3 fatty acid intake ratio and the development, course, or outcome of psychiatric disorders or conditions.
And so,
finally, any notable causal or correlation relationships observed between the omega-6, omega-3 fatty acid intake ratio and the development, course, or outcome of psychiatric disorders or conditions might then be explained by observed patterns of omega-6 to omega-3 fatty acid content in peripheral or even brain biomarkers.
And when you distill all that discourse, you distill it down to what?
We have too much omega-6 from corn oil, soybean, safflower, cottonseed oil, and seeds and nuts and peanut butter in the American diet over the last 50 years. driving inflammatory vasoconstriction, reducing brain cell to brain cell communication, and increasing inflammation and affecting neurotransmitters.
We
ate our way from childhood into a overload of mental health disorders that may be directly connected to this omega-6, omega-3 fatty acid ratio, and we're not talking about it yet in the literature.
Well, and that's true. There are some that are trying to generate that conversation. If you look at the brain, the structure and the function of the brain, the structure, what is it? 60% of the brain dry weight is what? Fat. Correct? Dry weight. Fat is an important structural element of the brain. Now, you don't need to go to Harvard, or some other great medical school to figure out, well, let me see. If 60%, you know, and then we know, what's the statistics on DHA in the brain? How much of it's in the brain, Stuart? I don't remember.
50% DHA.
50%. I wasn't sure if it was.
Cell membranes, maybe 30% in the brain itself, 30 to 40%
okay.
In the brain itself, but 50% in the cell membranes.
Cell membranes, 50% is in your cell membranes. DHA. My God, doesn't it seem reasonable? Couldn't you make the inferential leap that, let's see, 50% in the cell membranes.
And about 30% in the total brain matter in your head.
This constitute of DHA. Do you think I need to have some DHA in my diet? I mean, come on, man. This isn't, I don't care how complicated the science is. At some point, you got to get down to, okay, what's the argument? And if you have something that's made of something, don't you think you need that something to keep that something alive?
You know the best factoid I found? The best factoid. Did you know that if you don't have enough DHA in your diet because you don't eat enough fish, that your body will produce DPA, not DHA, P for penta, meaning 5?
Yeah.
That is an omega-6. It's technical, but follow me. The longest chain fat your brain can make out if you don't eat enough fish is DPA, one double bond carbon short of DHA. You then experience a 1,000-fold reduction, 1,000-fold reduction in brain cell to brain cell communication. People are walking around, Doc, on dial-up. It's not that they don't know what high speed is. They have no relationship to it. They can't. It's not like they knew what high speed brain function was like.
Right.
They've never known it.
Yeah, their neurons, they're sort of communicating like with two cans and a string. The electrochemical action in the brain is not so much. And you wonder why, you know, and we do know. And what's interesting to me, how many times have you heard people say, well, we know that when we give children breakfast, they do better in school and in grade school or whatever.
But fish is brain food. What about fish for breakfast?
I know. I mean, my God, you think that's some sort of what? Nutritional scientific breakthrough? Come on. I mean, parents listening to this show, go to your favorite health store. I don't care which one it is. And pick up some fish oil, DHA, EPA, for your children. If not for yourself, for them. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Jane, and I'm just a regular gal. I exercise regularly. I get a regular paycheck, and I live in a regular house with a regular guy. My bowel? It's regular as well. See, I recently learned that the key to good digestive health is the right balance of good and bad bacteria in the intestinal tract. That's why I use Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion from Renew Life. It's one of the highest potency probiotics around, with 50 billion active probiotic cultures per capsule. It helps strengthen my digestive and immune systems by creating an environment that makes it hard for potentially harmful bacteria to multiply. It's also the perfect way to restore balance after a course of antibiotics. No wonder it's the fastest growing probiotic on the market today. I use Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion every day. Using anything else would be, well, highly irregular. Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion is available at RenewLife.com or your local health food store. Renew Life. the digestive care company.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans that suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, this is caused by an imbalance of the intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gyrodophilus EPS. Gyro's EPS enhanced probiotic system is enteric coated so that the probiotics make it past stomach acid and are available to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Gyrodophilus EPS supports digestion and provides protection to your entire intestinal tract by helping to crowd out the bad bacteria in your gut. Individually sealed Gyrodophilus EPS does not require refrigeration and comes packed in handy for travel blister cards. Ask for Gyrodophilus EPS at your health food store. Or for more information, go to www.jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in probiotic supplements.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back to the second half of the second hour of Let's Talk Nutrition for today. Talking about our mental health from a nutritional standpoint. Mental health begins early in life. Maybe at conception. I have studies, I was sharing this with my guest today, Stuart Tomk, off air, that there are studies even prior to conception, the health of the mother, her nutritional status has an effect on the health and nutritional status of the fetus, and then once the baby is born and forever to affect that child's life. This is pretty remarkable stuff. And the number of Americans with Alzheimer's disease and other dementia, those statistics are going to grow. Because our population, older population, is getting larger. And I'm talking about people 65 and older. From the Alzheimer's organization, I found these statistics in terms of prevalence of Alzheimer's and other dementia. An estimated 5.4 million Americans of all ages, they said, have Alzheimer's disease in 2011. That also includes 5.2 million people age 65 and older. And 200,000 individuals, they said, under age 65 who have younger onset Alzheimer's. 1 in 8 people aged 65 and older, that's 13%, have Alzheimer's, suffer from it. Nearly half of people aged 85 and older, 43%, have Alzheimer's. I just said a little while ago, in sort of an ironic sense, you have to be healthy, and you want to be healthy in order to die. A good death. You want to die a healthy death. And I know that sounds sort of peculiar, but that the statistic is, you see, as you move deeper into the life cycle, the risk of suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's is increased significantly. And don't think that you're immune. Especially if you had led a life that was not nutritionally characterized by nutritional or physical fitness, nutritional fitness along with physical fitness, that it was a sedentary life that was not nourished properly. Welcome back, Stuart.
I could not have said that better. We are living longer. We do run a greater risk. We are finding that these are pediatric conditions from childhood, not necessarily geriatric conditions. It's true from what you read. This was around at the turn of the century, 1901, 1900. However, now we're really faced. Are there things we can do? Are there things that we can do? Diet and lifestyle changes. And the reason I was so wound up when I read that overview of what we need for future research, The idea that one capsule, the two capsules of fish oil, is going to be enough. When we are eating a diet so overloaded with omega-6 driving inflammation, we may need, according to the latest data from the National Institutes of Health, Doc, 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA.
I've been saying that for 6 years.
I know, but listen. Here's how I quantified it from their data. To increase the amount of omega-3 in the red blood cell, you nailed it, it's a perfect dose, but look at, to increase it from 24% to over 50% protection zone, 52% in the red blood cell, to go from standard American diet to protection.
Hmm.
The average person listening today is going to need 6 capsules of Ultimate Omega or the equivalent. And here's my big concern. People are taking 2 capsules of standard fish oil a day, if that, and eating fish twice a week. Do you see my concern?
Yeah,
I do. They're not getting enough. They're not getting enough.
I know. And it's not to say that EPA and DHA are the only nutritional compounds that you need to be putting into your body. It is to say that if you're looking for an overall, overarching health effect, positive health effect, that will carry you through, that will help moderate many of the nutritional and lifestyle sins that people commit. It turns out the research supports this assertion. And you all may end up reading this in something that Stu and I are going to work on. You may hear this argument or read this argument at some point in time. That the omega-3 consumption would, into your daily diet, would serve you very, very well. You talk about insurance policy. This is a nutritional insurance policy of a very unique kind, in my humble opinion.
And there's more science to support it. All of the other things that we always talk about, everyone that knows me and knows Dr. Garko, we work out. We take probiotics, digestive enzymes, food-based vitamins. I take all kinds of things. However, if I'm walking around with 24% omega-3 in my red blood cell, what does that mean? I'm dominant in omega-6. What does that mean? Every time my immune system is challenged, which is every day and all day, I am amplifying the insult instead of diminishing it. If you want to know what builds up plaque in the brain, inflammation that is unresolved. If you look at the people that have the best and longest, most balanced cognitive health with the least amount of medication to manage it, you're going to always find that it's in places with high omega-3, low levels of omega-6. You add to that, don't overeat and work out more, take your food-based vitamins, your probiotics, your digestive enzymes. Now you're looking good, you're feeling good, you're aging well, but we can't do, in my opinion, all of the exercise and all of the other ancillary things without correcting the omega-3 deficiency and get the same kind of results. If we correct the omega-3 deficiency, even if that's all we do, we're going to get great results. If we correct the omega-3 deficiency and expand the program from there, it's like extra credit.
Absolutely. I mean, there are certain things you just got to take care of. Look, heart, every organ in the body is important. No question. Every cell in your body is important. Guess what? Your brain is responsible for the function of every cell in your body. No brain, no life. This isn't complicated, ladies and gentlemen. This is not complicated. And if we are not feeding the children at an early age properly to make sure that their brains are growing and in a way that's going to serve them well, not only in childhood and in their math class, but later in life, it's irresponsible for us as adults to ever say, well, you know, we're doing the best we can. No, we're not. As a society, no, we're not.
And when you think of our responsibility to practice and teach primary prevention, because once you're already sick, you've got to go to a doctor. When we talked about 3 months ago, that interesting study that showed the connection between the immune system and healthy medical students. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Where they took healthy medical students that were just stressed out, and they gave them a bunch of fish oil, and their level of stress plummeted, and the inflammation markers, they did a blood draw, and found that their inflammation plummeted, that helps to bolster the argument that omega-3 reduces inflammation, which leads to that anxiety, a massive drop in anxiety. Why is it a big deal? Normally, it's the anxiety that starts to show up. That's the canary in the coal mine. Mm. Then you start chasing the symptoms of stomping that thing out, where Joe Hiblin at the NIH, Captain Hiblin, said maybe it's the omega-3 deficiency that's causing the elevated immune activity, and if we correct the omega-3 deficiency, we're not going to have to medicate everybody, and we're going to be able to stay healthy longer.
It's just amazing. What we know now and what we knew 20 years ago, nutritionally speaking, about how nutrition affects the human body in terms of aging successfully, delaying morbidity, you know, as you age, the consequences of a malnourished malnourished child. I mean, there are no excuses. We know what to do. We just have to do it. Be right back.
Looking for energy, stamina, mental focus, and recovery while working out during these hot summer months? It's time to take your performance to the next level. Vegas Sport Performance Optimizer provides the energy you need to take your fitness training to the next level, safely and naturally. Sporting a unique and organic combination of synergistic plant-based performance-improving ingredients, it will enhance your endurance and mental focus during athletic performance and provide you with immediate and lasting energy. Stay active and hydrated this summer and replenish your electrolytes with Vega's Sport Performance Optimizer. Try it in lemon lime and acai berry flavors.
The many health benefits of omega-3 fish oil include a healthy heart and brain, flexible joints, and a healthy metabolism. But for many people, fish oil can be hard to take. So Nordic Naturals came up with a whole new way to get your omega-3s. With new omega-3 effervescent, just add water and enjoy a fruity effervescent drink. You won't even know you're taking fish oil, and the single-serving packets let you drink your omega-3s anywhere you want. Made from sustainably harvested Arctic cod from Norwegian waters, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent is an excellent source of omega-3s for adults and kids alike. And we've also added vitamin D3 for additional health support. All with the same industry-leading purity and freshness that you can expect from all Nordic Naturals products. For more information about Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent, visit www.drinkyouromegas.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oil.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic. Aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back to this healthy brain segment of Let's Talk Nutrition for today. Here's the health question. Let me get it out there so you can win this $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. What percent of people suffering from Alzheimer's are 75 to 84 years of age? What percent of people suffering from Alzheimer's are 75 to 84 years of age? 25%, 35%, or 45%? What percent of people suffering from Alzheimer's are between the ages of 75 to 84? 25, 35, or 45%? The phone number's into the studio, 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK. That's a local number. Toll free, anybody, any place, anytime, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. What do you think? What percent of people suffering from Alzheimer's are 75 to 84 years of age? 25%? 35%? You know, I had an experience the other day, Stuart. Person was asking me about one thing or another regarding health, and was talking to me about fish oil. All right, and I was trying to share with the person. I directed them to my website. Go to my website, check out the Multimedia Center. You'll find audio archives there. You'll see video archives now there of me, whatnot, talking about health. Visit, you'll learn a lot about it. And so, what fish oil would you recommend? And I said, you want to know what I take? Yeah, I'll tell you what I take. I said, I take Ultimate Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega, and then Ultimate Omega with vitamin D, if I can get it. Oh. What do you think the first question out of the person's mouth was? If you had to guess at when I said that. Do you have any guess at all? Stuart. Did I lose him?
No.
You're thinking.
I don't know. What's the answer?
How much is it?
How much is the cost?
You know what I've learned when somebody asks me that? Now, this was a person of means.
Yeah.
Their Beamer was parked right next to mine. Okay? And they had a newer model. Okay? This is somebody who could afford a BMW. And this person is asking me how much. You know what I've learned? If you have to ask me how much it is. Now, some people will ask because they ask out of need. Because they're on a fixed income. I get that. But a wealthy person, and I know this person. I know this person very well. I said, you know, I won't even say his name. I'll give it away. I said, if you have to ask me how much, you just wasted my time. It really irked me. I said, what are you kidding me? You just got done telling me that you were diagnosed with X, Y, and Z, and now you're asking how much? And I said, you waste more money on stupid things, and you're asking me how much the fish oil is.
That's why it's our job, once they understand the value, and they understand that on your show, it's the only show that I can consistently get enough time, to teach that you could take a lot less of Nordic Naturals if you stopped sucking down corn oil, safflower, sunflower, cottonseed oil. What a great company, Nordic Naturals, that we can teach people how to take less of the fish oil that we both take. You could take less of it. Here's how you can spend less money. You only need that 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA, 6 capsules of Ultimate Omega per day to get over 50% in the red blood cell if you're not willing to stop eating Pam and Spam and Ding Dongs and Chicken Nuggets and O's and Krispy Kremes.
That's right.
It's a choice. I like how Lance puts it. It's a choice. You can eat more pickled herring. Yum. Yum. Eat more sardines.
I
don't care how you do it. You better, but you got to do it.
I'm eating sardines and anchovies once a week now.
You know what I'm doing?
You eat it every morning.
I mean, not only every morning, I'm taking our new Ultimate Omega Extra. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I saw that in the store the other day.
2 capsules, 800 milligrams of EPA, 400 milligrams of DHA, 1,200 milligrams of EPA and DHA, 2 capsules.
That's great. Dennis in Tampa. Dennis, welcome to the show. How are you today, Dennis?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Oh, you know. We're having
He's never had a bad day in his life.
Never had a bad day in my life, Dennis. You know that's a damn lie, right?
As long as we keep breathing, that's all we need.
I know, Dennis. I know. Dennis, let's see if you can win a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. What percent of people who suffer from Alzheimer's are 75 to 84 years of age? Do you think it's 25% of them, 35, or 45%?
About 35.
Would you say 45?
No, 35.
35, no. It's not 35, but we're almost out of time, and I'm not going to not let you win that prize.
Okay.
Because I want to reinforce the answer. think about this. Average age in our country right now is 78, life expectancy, Dennis, is 78 years. We've increased our life expectancy to 78 years. We got 43% of those people with Alzheimer's, they're 75 to 84 years of age. I mean, that's pretty remarkable. In other words, we want to live longer. We are living longer, but we're living longer with liability.
Right.
And it doesn't make any kind of sense. I mean, that's darn near. We're just 7 points away from 50% of people, 75 to 84 years of age, suffering, who will have Alzheimer's. I mean, that is remarkable to me. Of all the people who have Alzheimer's, for them, for all those, almost 50% of them to be somewhere between 75 and 84, that's not a good idea. So I guess we want to live longer, but living longer without quality of life doesn't sound like a very good investment to me, Dennis. How about you?
Not at all.
Good one.
Not at all.
I confess, I don't eat enough fish during the week. My guest, this guy cracks open a can of sardines every morning. And plus he takes a dietary, he takes Nordic Natural super high powered whiz bang, the ultimate omega. And I don't get enough fish in my diet, so I have to supplement.
I started taking it, and now I'm going to go buy some sardines. I already eat the anchovies.
Oh, I eat the sardines and the anchovies together. And it's now become a sort of a ritual. I do that on Saturdays. I don't know why. I have no idea.
I even got a 4-year-old grandson that'll sit there with me.
Oh, that's great.
Sardine grandson!
That's great, Dennis. Thank you so much. Congratulations on winning that $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. Thank you for listening to the show, Dennis.
All right, thanks.
All right. Oh, man. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, are we doing any good?
Yes. Look at this guy. We've got people eating fish, nix the six, eat the three, eat less, work out more.
Right. Remember what I said. Calisthenics, more calisthenics, less calories, and more cod liver oil. 3 C's. That's the way to remember it.
Yeah, if you want to take up eating as a hobby, take up working out as a hobby, too.
There you go. Love you, Stuart. Take care of yourself. Love you, too, for listening, everyone. Remember, your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Life can get complicated. Now there's a way to help your brain figure it out. Natural Brain Enhancers from Doctors Best. Natural Brain Enhancers is a combination of two nutrients which occur naturally in the brain and complement each other to support virtually all the brain's functions. GPC, or glycerol phosphocholine, and PS, or phosphatidylserine, are vital phospholipids, known for their benefits and safety of use for many years, and have more than 30 double-blind trials. GPC has been shown to support brain attention, memory, and other higher brain functions, collectively called cognition. PS is best known for its support of memory, mood, and stress management. Natural Brain Enhancers is a potent combination of GPC and PS, formulated to help the working human brain attain optimal adaptability to manage life's challenges. The name says it all, Natural Brain Enhancers from Doctors Best, because you deserve it.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from Real Food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
Love the products Dr. Garko discusses on Let's Talk Nutrition? Having trouble finding all of them in one convenient location? After you shop your favorite local health and nutrition store, visit VDCUSA.com for hard-to-find products. With over 3,000 items, VDCUSA.com is your neighborhood nutrition resource, no matter where you live. VDCUSA.com offers a great selection of products and great customer service, and you can save up to 50% off the products you love and trust. VDCUSA.com. For life,
for less.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.